Chapter 32, that's a section 32 in the laws of Tefillin, and we're going to do Seif Nun Aleph, chapter 51. Subsection 51. Yesterday we discussed how the sections of the Torah are separated, like between one paragraph and another paragraph. So we said in between paragraphs there has to be 9 letters. Now, unlike by us, a paragraph always starts on the next line, that is a paragraph. In the Torah, there is basically 2 types of paragraph. One paragraph is called a pesucha, an open paragraph, and the other one is called a closed paragraph, a parsha satuma. The pesucha we learned yesterday was that at the end of the line, the previous line, or even the previous column, you have 9 spaces till the end of the line from where you wrote. So that makes it the next one a new paragraph. Then the other one starts from the beginning of the line. And now we're going to discuss what is the Sutumah Shebetoira, what is the closed paragraph that we find in the Torah. So he says, Yesh lo dalet tzuros. There are four possible shapes, the way to make a closed paragraph. Achas l'divrei hakel, one kind of a closed paragraph works according to all views. That would be a closed paragraph. The gimel, and there's the other 3 types of closed paragraphs. Nechleku bahen harambam v'harosh. There is a disagreement between Maimonides, the Rambam, and Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher. He was another great codifier. He's like in the back of the Talmud. That's his commentary over there and his rulings. And over there we see, and also, of course, other works in response, another work, but I'm saying the main work of the Rosh is over there. So he says, Hamachshir bezu, poisel bezu. The one who says this one is kosher is a stuma. The other one says, no, that is no good. And the vice versa. And the one who says that it's kosher in this one, disqualifies the other one. What else is new? One says one way, the other one says the other way. So what is it? So he says like this, Dahainu. She'im sim eze parsha betchilas eze shita. If you complete a portion, a parsha, meaning that's the section. You completed a section at the beginning of a line. And then, Eizeshita, because of Afilu Teva Achas, Me'oisa Parsha Beroish Shita Zu. So that you even write one letter, one word from that parsha on this line. So you wrote a whole line, and you start the next line, just one word left. So you have one word left on that line. And then you leave a space. 9 letters and that line. And then you start the following portion. Bishita zu atzma, on this line itself, because of afilu teva achas bishita zu, and on that line you write even just one word from the new parsha, the parsha l'achreo, from the parsha that follows. Hare parsha shalachreo nikra stuma divrei hakel. So the second parsha is called a stuma according to all opinions. So if the end of the previous parsha and the beginning of this parsha are both on the same line, and you have a space of 9 letters in between them, then that is called a stuma according to all. I showed you yesterday in the Chumash, you were able to see those are all the stumas. That's the way we do it in the Torah. According to all opinions, that would be a stuma, a closed paragraph. By the way, as we learned yesterday, we have to follow exactly this order, these shapes, in order to be a kosher Torah, in order to have a kosher parsha. So the way this paragraph stuma works, the closed paragraph works, if you have one letter, even one letter, or same thing if you have more letters, doesn't matter. But if the beginning, the end of the one parsha, and the beginning of the other parsha, they both begin on the same line, and you have at least one letter in the beginning from the end, or at least one letter from the beginning next one, and you have a 9 space on one line, that would be called a parsha susuma. That is a closed portion. Okay. So this would be unanimous according to all opinions. But what happens? Avalim sim eiza parsha b'soif hashita. But what happens if you finished a portion at the end of the line? You finished the parsha at the end of the line. So you have nothing to write in the next line. You can't start at the next line because you finished entirely on this line. You completed the parsha. Or for that same matter, either you finished it at the end of the line actually, or if you finished it not at the end of the line, but there is no 9 letters space from the end of the line till the end of that margin. You don't have 9-letter space. And then on the next line, what you do, you leave another 9, you leave 9 spaces, so you started off 9 spaces from the beginning. Because you don't have the, either it's at the end or you don't have 9, and then you go to the other line and you put 9 spaces in, and then you start the next portion after 9 spaces in the beginning of the line. So this following parsha is not considered a stuma. That's nikras pesucha laharosh. According to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, he considers that to be a pesucha. That's not qualified as a stuma. But according to the Rambam, gam zu stumahi. This is also considered a stuma. The fact that he started later on the line is also stuma. Bein shehi b'shita shalachareho bo'is adaf. It wouldn't make a difference. According to the Rambam, whether that's on a line on the same column, that you started off 9 letters space, then you started on the line, that's considered a stuma. The same thing would be if it's on the new column. If you started your new parsha 9 letters inside, or some day second up. Rakshain Shita Shlema Pnuya Binem. As long as there is no line which is totally open in between them. In other words, the one line follows the other line, or it goes on the next column, right on the top of the column. Not at the bottom of the page, there's no extra line. And not on the top of the second line. As we'll see later on, this would all, according to the Rambam, that would be a satuma if you don't have a line in between. We'll see what happens with a line in between. And he says, and the same thing would be true. Imsim is a parsha when you conclude a portion. You do leave 9 spaces at the end of this line. After you conclude the parsha, but you don't start the following portion. You don't start it right in the beginning of the line, but you leave some space before you start the second line. Even if it's less than 9 letters, and then you begin the following parsha, according to the Rambam, this is also called a stuma. Why? So he says like this. So here we're talking about even if you, whether you leave space at the end of the line, whether you don't leave space at the end of the line, whether you have less space at the end of the line, in either case, if the next line starts off not from the beginning of the space, so even if you start off the next line, even less than 9 letters, and then you start the following portion, it's called the stuma according to the Rambam. So what is the rule over here? Shekol she'ein ha'parsha mascheles b'reish ha'shita. If the portion does not start right in the beginning of the margin, in this case, in the Hebrew, it's on the right margin. If it doesn't start from the right margin in the beginning of the line, right? V'yesh lefoneh areva k'dei tes oisius, and there is a space of nine letters. Bein ba'oisu shita, whether it's on that line. Bein b'shita shel lefoneh, whether it's on the line before. His tumo laharambam, that is considered a it's called even if it's on the top of the second page. Basically, according to the Rambam, if you don't start from the beginning of the line, but you start nine letters inside, and these nine letters are whether they're on that line or in the previous line, it doesn't matter. So as long, see, the key to, according to the Rambam, the key is not to start the line from the right margin. Plus, you must have nine letters, either from the previous line or in this line. But there has to be a space of nine letters. We don't need the space of the nine letters to be on that same line. So any line you start, if you don't start at the right margin, but you start a little bit inside, and you do have nine spaces. Now, how are the nine spaces going to be there? So either it's in front of this right margin, you have nine spaces, or even if you have only one space before the margin, but it's not by the margin, but you have nine spaces at the end of the other one, that would still be considered a parsha stuma according to the Rambam. Say again, shekol she'en parsha maschelz b'rish tashita, if it doesn't start in the beginning of the line, in the right margin, v'yesh lefoneh areva k'dei tes oisius, and there is nine letter space before it, which is bein ba'oisu shita, whether it's on that same line, so that means there would be nine spaces before the margin, bein b'shita l'shilfoneh, or the nine spaces in the previous one, his tumul aramba. Afilu hi b'rish daf habeis, even if you start on the second column, so on the second column, that still would be considered a stuma. Avo l'horosh, but according to the bein osher, kol sheyesh revach b'chdei tes oisius, anytime there is a space of nine letters, bein bereish hashita, bein besoif hashita, whether the nine letters come on the top of the line or in the beginning of the line, harapash lachareo nikra psucha, then it's called an open one. So according to the Rambam, according to the Rosh, you can't have, any time there is nine spaces, whether it's in the end of the other line or in the beginning of this line, we don't care if you, where the margin is. If the margin is moved away and there's nine spaces, according to the Rosh, that's a pesucha, that's an open one. According to the Rambam, that's a stuma. Now, we'll go one more.
So if the total of the nine come between the two lines, it's okay.
You talk a total of nine spaces?
So in other words, on the bottom, you had four.
To combine them.
To combine. So on the bottom you had four, and then you come in five on the next line.
No. That's a good point what you're saying, but that's not.
You're saying the total of nine.
That's not what it said here.
On the same line?
No, two lines. If you're indenting a few letters, you say as long as you have, you're assuming that that little indentation would be equivalent to nine?
So. The way I understand it, I got to look again, clearly the words. But the way I understand it now, the answer is no. The nine spaces have to be together. You can't combine spaces from the end to the beginning.
Okay.
We have two points over here. One point is that we have to make it a separate parsha.
Right.
In order for it to be a separate parsha, we need nine spaces. What I'm suggesting to you, those nine spaces are not combinable. Forget about a psucha, forget about a stuma. The nine spaces that need to be are not combinable. They need to be on one line, either on the end of the line or in the middle of the line, the beginning of the line. Nine spaces have to be together. You can't have three places as four spaces. That has nothing to do with an open or a closed parsha. That has only to do how the nine spaces need to be. They need to come together in order to form a separate parsha. The question that becomes now is, what happens if we, according to the Rambam, if we start the margin nine spaces from the beginning of the line, in other words, we start the line, the right, from the right margin, you have nine spaces. According to the Rambam, that is still considered a sutuma because the line didn't start from the beginning. To the Rambam, the main emphasis is that the line should start from the beginning. If the line doesn't start from the beginning, it doesn't start from the beginning, then it's always going to be a stuma. Whether we had on the previous line, if you had nine on the previous line, and you don't start from the beginning, it's also a stuma. If you had less than nine on the previous line, of course you'll need nine on the new line in order to make it a parsha, but it'll still be a stuma according to the Rambam. But according to the Rosh, if you have in the beginning of the line, you have nine spaces, that would be a psucha
But you made a comment that if you went in indented a little bit.
Yes. So that would be, but provided that the previous one had nine spaces.
Oh, okay.
But you still would need the nine spaces in the previous line.
But if you had the nine spaces, you really don't have to cut in that, would you?
But that would be a parsha psucha according to everybody. If you just had nine spaces at the end of the line, and you didn't indent at all, that would be a parsha psucha. That is a parsha psucha. But in this case, according to the Rambam, if you want to take a parsha psucha, make it into a stuma, you just indent it a little bit, and that would be already a stuma. It's not a parsha psucha. According to the Rosh, that wouldn't help. According to the Rosh, whether you have the nine spaces in the end of the previous line, or you even have nine spaces on the same, the beginning of this line, that would not be a psucha. That would not be a stuma. That would be a psucha. Kol sheyesh revach. The Rambam was first. They were around the same time. The Rambam was first. Aber der Rosh Kol sheyesh revach mechdei tesois ben berosh hashita ben besoif hashita al pasach ha'nech psucha. According to the Rosh, if there's nine spaces, we don't care if it's on this line or in the top line, there's always going to be a psucha. It's not a stuma. Now let's see the other case. Im sim eize parsha besoif shita. What happens if you finish a portion at the end of a line, or less than nine? In other words, you finish the parsha, but you don't have nine spaces till the end of the line. Either always to the end or less than nine spaces. And then you skip a line, okay, which is a totally empty line. And you start the next portion bereshita shlishis on the top of the third line. So you have it finished to the end, and now you have the third. Now you skip a line, you go to the next one. Or you start the next line less than nine from the beginning. According to the Rosh, that's empty space that is in between of the empty line, which is between these two portions. Ki'ilu chalak be'emtza shita ben beis parshas. That is as if it's a empty space in between two parshas. But a parsha beis nikra stuma. That's called a stuma. It's called, according to him, this is called a stuma because it's like it becomes like a long line. It's like it's because it's empty. So what's happening is that follows, and you have like a space in between. It's like on the same line, as we said before, if you have the one that you have in the beginning of the line, you have the one parsha. You have nine space, and at that same line, you start the next one. That would be what? That would be a stuma, according to all opinions we said before. So to him, the empty line over there serves just like a split in between the line itself. So now, so then the second parsha is called a stuma, According to the Rambam, this is a psucha. Bein shesiyum parsha rishoyne v'aschol hashni akol b'daf echad. Whether the previous parsha, the end of the first parsha and the beginning are one page. Bein shem beis dafim v'ashita hapnuye b'soyv daf ha'alav v'b'resh daf ha'beit. And the empty line is on the bottom of the first column, on the top of the other column. That would be, according to the Rambam, that would be a pesucha, because the next parsha that he begins in the third line, and the reason why, according to the Rambam, it's a psucha. It's a psucha because we have a whole line in between. That's why it's a psucha.
Why do we even have an empty line?
Why do we have an empty line? Okay, so if a person needs to, what's going to happen is like this. And you know what, Mitzvah, tomorrow I'll bring a diagram from all these things so we'll be able to see it, some pictures, so it'll help us understand it. Because the person needs to make a, let's say he needs to make a stuma. He's writing the Torah. Yeah. He needs to have a parsha stuma. Now, he wrote all the way to the end of the parsha, right? Now, how is he going to start the next parsha by making it, if he's going to move it 9 letters from the top? Now, he has to move it 9 spaces, right? If he's going to move it 9, there's one parsha he finished, and he needs a sutuma. Let's say he needs to create a closed parsha. The next one is a closed one. So how is he going to write now? He finished the first parsha at the end of the line, the left margin. He finished the parsha. Okay. Now what is he going to do? If he's going to start, we'll use that, you know what, put it in my standard, we're going to use it tomorrow. If he's going to start to write the next parsha, 9 lines, 9 spaces from the beginning, right? So, according to the Rosh, that would be a psucha. Because according to the Rosh, whether the 9 spaces are in the end of the line, or the 9 spaces are in the beginning of the line, it's still going to be an open parsha. So how should he start? How should he continue making it a stuma if he wrote it to the end? What is he going to do if he finished the parsha by the end of the line? How's he going to start the next one? So according to the Rosh, what he would do, he would skip a line. Doesn't matter on this column or next, he skip one line. Now that empty line makes it, connects it. According to the Rambam, he wouldn't have a problem. Because according to the Rambam, if you move the 9 spaces on the new line, that would be a stuma. So he wouldn't have a problem. You should just move it over 9 spaces and start of it, that would be a stuma. So you're asking me, why does he have to write the extra line? The extra line, according to the Rosh, he writes it, then leaves a space, so that this should be a partial stuma. So between the two lines, we should look at that empty line as if it's in between the one line, and it creates a partial stuma, according to the Rosh.
And the Rambam says he doesn't have to leave the line.
According to the Rambam, you don't have to leave the line. According to the Rambam, he would start by 9 letters. But not only does the Rambam say that, according to the Rambam, leaving this extra line in between isn't going to make it. If he's going to start the next line from the beginning of the line, he's still going to have a parsha stuma, according to the Rambam. If you're going to leave a line, it's going to be a psucha. But according to the Rambam, that will be a psucha. So the line that's in between is considered now. Now you have spaces, according to the Rambam. And starting the the next line next to the line would be a psucha according to him. Okay, I'm sure if he makes it this nine letters still be a psucha. It's already a psucha just because there's an extra line over there.
They disagree.
So how do we? But now we have a problem with the tefillin. We have another problem. It's still halacha nun beis. But you know what? I'll bring a diagram tomorrow, Mr. Shem, and we'll look it up. Okay, so that's going to be the ruling. So you see, first of all, we're going to have to apply it to the tefillin. And in section nun gimel, we're going to see there's a difference how to do it. We're going to go through section 54. It deals with this. So hopefully, I mean, tomorrow, this is a little complicated, but hopefully we can have a little visual, so we'll see how this works. And after that, I think, once we get over this, it's just quick halachas, not that we're going
to
be finished.
Now,
yeah.
We'll get the donation of Atara.
What? Yeah.
Okay. And which way do they go by?
Okay, so well, there's a ruling
Is there a standardization fulfill, how they're all written?
But you know, the thing is, when we write it lechatchila to begin with, as I showed you, they're going to use the system which is according to everybody. Which means they're going to take one line, they're not going to finish. You never finish a parsha stuma, you never finish it at the end of a line. If the next one is a stuma, if the next one is a closed one, you never finish the writing at the end of the line. You always start and finish on the same. If you look in the Torah, that's the way it's done. Because that fulfills everybody's needs. That will go according to all opinions. So what you do is by a pesucha, you go to the end, and the next one you start nine lines inside, which is according to everybody a pesucha. And a seduma, you start in the same line, and you leave a ninth space to accommodate that. And then we have all the different opinions. Okay.